want to start out talking about the our local YMCA, and we've got a lot of great things going on, and Scott Schultz is nice enough to join us to get us updated on the summer programs and stuff going on. So, Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming in, and we want to mention, first of all, that a perfect union here in the last few weeks, because we've introduced you as a Parks and Recs director before, but you're also taking on a role with the YMCA, and both of those departments, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of coming together, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a strange way to have everything come together, but the Y in the city, they came together on a partnership to bring together all of those Park and Rec programs that I was running and maintain all of those programs at the same time while moving into the YMCA role. So all of the programs that we built over the previous 8 months are going to live on. They'll just be coming under the Y banner now.
Yeah, it's it seems like the natural marriage to have, because both are kind of about the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Really. Yeah. Family, kids, and giving people an opportunity to work on their health and wellness.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the groundbreaking and some fun and exciting news with the YMCA. But first of all, we're going to talk about the fact that you and the folks at the Y are kind of taking over, not owning, but managing anyway, the activities at the pool this summer, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a really great summer. And I've been working with our staff here for about 6 months, and we've been talking about making this the best summer ever. And I truly believe it's going to be the best summer ever. We have a fantastic team of lifeguards, and we're going to have 8 water safety instructor certified staff this summer, so we're doubling our lesson plan offerings. We're going to have a really great summer coming up.
All right. And we've got one of those that'll be out there. Eden Missbauer is one of the lifeguards that will be out there. Eden, you just graduated. Am I right with that?
I graduated last
year. Last year, okay, a year out. First of all, you're a pretty good swimmer. I'm going to take that as number one, right? So what did it take for you to become a lifeguard? It's not easy, is it?
Not necessarily. You have to, you definitely have to be physically fit, and you have to be extremely responsible and have a lot of leadership qualities to show down at the pool. I think it was 3 years ago that I became a lifeguard, and last year I was a head lifeguard, and this year I'm a head lifeguard again. But it's a lot of fun, and it's an extremely rewarding job, though.
Yeah, it's a combination of fun, but you have to keep in mind your responsibility, too, and keep an eye out. Sometimes you get a lot of people in the pool, so it's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, talk about a little bit about some things that you wanted to cover there, Aiden, about being a lifeguard and such.
Well, speaking on behalf of the staff at the pool, we are all extremely excited for the summer. I've been ready for months now for the summer to start, excited to work.
At that warm stretch in February, you ready to go.
Yeah,
huh?
I was ready to go swimming. But everybody's super excited for all the new things that we're offering, like private lessons, and we built on our previous lessons from the last year, and we're excited for all the events that we're going to offer. But yeah, we're excited. June 10th is our open date, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. So do you get to get involved with the lesson part of it too, along with being a lifeguard?
Yep. I get to teach lessons, which I love, but I also get to oversee the other guards. And
that's
got
to be exciting to see young kids, especially at that first time when they realize, hey, I'm moving through the water without sinking, right?
Like I said earlier, it's an extremely rewarding job, and that's probably the best part, is watching a kid progress and get better.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, like I mentioned, Scott, the YMCA is kind of taking over the management of the pool, and I don't know if you have specific things coming up. You said this is going to be the best summer ever for the pool, right?
Absolutely. So as Aiden was alluding to, a lot of different programs, everything from working with the school district on putting together a fundraiser, working on a date right now. We want to work on a fundraiser to bring some awareness to the track that has to be redone. A lot of family nights, a lot of pool parties, and a really, really exciting program that we're putting together with the Y in the city in partnership. partnership. We always talk about with the Y how one donation, one person, one moment can change somebody's life. And we're lucky enough that Allie and Ryan Plesner of Park Falls have donated an amount enough to cover the program Safety Around Water. It's a Y program, and that's going to be offered to at least 50 kids throughout the week of June 24th through 28th that are all a part of summer camp. So every child that's in summer camp during that week is going to have an opportunity to take 8 lessons throughout the week and learn how to swim and be safe around water, which is perfect timing because the next week is July 4th when they're all around water. Everybody's doing fun stuff. And this program is going to have the kids at the pool for 2 hours a day all throughout the week. And they're going to learn, whether they're a beginner, an intermediate, or an advanced swimmer, they're going to be able to better themselves and better their skills to be safer every day.
Yeah. Now, if there's a place that people can go to get a list of events for the summer so they can kind of plan it out, Scott?
Absolutely. Right now, everything is on Facebook. So we're posting all of our flyers on Facebook, all of our registration dates on Facebook. Swim lesson registration is June 4th through the 6th, and then the 18th through the 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to really be there all day. So if you come in that middle time, somebody's going to be around. All of our staff will be there that week. We're all going to be getting to know each other and getting ready for the summer.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's flip over a little bit to the YMCA part of it, because we have a groundbreaking coming up in a couple of weeks here. People are very excited. They see the sign out front. City Hall has moved, and the library is kind of be where City Hall is going to be now. So plans are in place to get the shovel in the ground and get things moving, right?
Plans are, you know, we went through a phase of about 2 years where a lot of things were happening behind the scenes, and now we're at the point when all of the planning is primarily done. We get our bids back on the 30th, which is tomorrow. We have our bid opening tomorrow, and then we'll have our groundbreaking ceremony on June 19th at 10 a.m. It is welcome to the community to come on over. We'll have a community picnic going on. Allie Plesner's bringing an 8-foot wide grill, so we're gonna have a lot of brats and dogs
available. 8-foot wide grill.
8-foot wide grill. She's very proud of this one.
All right. I would be too.
Absolutely. We'll be providing vision tours, so walking people through the existing facility so they can see kind of what was when it was the elementary school, and then the city hall, and what it's going to become in the Y in the next 10 months, because we're breaking ground on the 19th, and then the construction starts only a week and a half later, and we'll be going from there.
So the plans, these are questions that I just hear people throwing around. They're solidified, right? The plan we know what it's going to be now, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I know there was kind of some questions in here and there, but it's solidified. We know what it's going to be, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to have a daycare, intergenerational spaces, a wellness center. So if you, whether you like select machines where you can select your own weights, or you like plate-loaded machines, we're going to have all of that available. And then the daycare side and group exercise studio for all of your group exercise classes. And then that's all phase one of the project. Phase two, which will come later, will be the gymnasium.
Okay. So when you say shovel in the ground, does that mean that there's addition coming to that south end, or is it just kind of renovating what's there, or what does that mean, I guess?
Both. So okay. If you're looking at the east side, that's going to change where in the front of the building. That's where we're going to be putting in a large play area for the daycare. And then off to the south end, that's where we're going to build on to the wellness center. So that small vestibule that is there will be coming down, and then we'll be building all the way out to, I think, 10 feet from the road on that side. So it's going to be a quite large fitness center area. And then once we get to phase two, the gymnasium later on, that'll be out in front.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So some exciting stuff. So put that on your calendar, June 19th, and the public's going to be welcome to come out and kind of celebrate the introduction of the YMCA to our area.
Absolutely. And we're looking at beginning of April to wrap up construction, and hopefully we're opening just a few weeks later.
All right. Now, circling back a little bit to the Parks and Rec side, too, because we mentioned the swimming pool, but we've got a lot of other. You gave me the list of all the fun summer activities for kids, whether they're intensely into baseball or whatever it may be, anything. I mean, you're covering a lot of different areas, right?
We really are. And we wanted to give families an opportunity to get their kids a chance to see what they want to do. So the first 4 weeks of the summer, we're going to have sports camps. So 1 week camp where you get 6 hours of instruction over the course of Monday through Thursday. And then for that camp, every kid will get a t-shirt, and it's basically there's a sports of all sorts week where they'll do one day of flag football, soccer, basketball, baseball, and then there's a volleyball camp, flag football camp, and basketball camp, all with the idea that you do a 45-minute practice to learn the sport, and then you do a 45-minute game immediately after to put those skills into practice right away, so there's not that opportunity to kind of forget what you just learned. And then the back half of summer will be the skills classes. That'll be a five-week session where we'll do a soccer skills class, sports of all sorts slash sporties for shorties for our little kids, and then basketball as well.
All right, a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of really great programs.
Yeah, a lot of options for people. And again, Facebook page, a good place to see that, all the information? Or?
Yep, the Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page.
Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page. All right, very good. And if you go on down to the pool, Aiden may be down there. He may be giving you your swim lessons down there.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yep. Should be an exciting summer. It's a fun time to be in the city here. It really is a fun time to get the YMCA involved in our community. We've seen and heard of all the great things they've done in other places. Even somebody as old as I am grew up with the YMCA and the overnight lock-ins, and it's a great it's just a great tradition, and it's going to be a great thing for the community, isn't it, Scott?
It really will be.
All right, Aiden, hope you have a great summer out there at the pool. Many warm days. Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you, Aiden, and thank you, Scott, for coming in. Scott will be in other times to update us on what's going on with our Parks and Rec and our YMCA here for Park Falls.